country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, and time won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday I'll stand, and there my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, and I'm looking now across that river to where my faith shall end inside, and there's just a days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Oh, Beulah land, I'm longing for you. And someday on thee I'll stand, and there my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet land, and I'm looking now across that river,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
to where my faith will end in sight. For there's just a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. I'll stand, and there my home shall be eternal. Oh, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, and there
someday
my home shall be eternal. Oh, be
Well, that's almost more than I can handle this day. What a song and what a beauty. That was from the celebration for my sweetheart wife that occurred here on the 14th of this past month, September, when we put her to rest and promoted her to the heavenly city. What a joy. Hey, we got a great broadcast today. Really have, and I want you to really get the best out of it. And first, I want to tell you, I'm going to give you today a CD of the celebration for my sweet wife. A CD of the celebration. You can get a DVD if you want to see it, but a CD will give you all, and you'll hear that song and other songs, and it was one hallelujah event, a hallelujah event. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to study today about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And we're going to do this in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation. Now, you can't find anything more breathtaking than to study the book of Revelation in view of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you, they live as individuals, three persons, one God, a Godhead of three people, of three persons, three individual personalities, but an eternal God, a Godhead, a Trinity God. It's a beautiful picture, and the Bible is full of it. And listen, you can't study the book of Revelation. You can't take it serious and not know the Trinitarian view is absolutely pure and absolutely right. Because the book of Revelation is almost totally made up of drama. Of visions, of drama that that angels performed and conducted in a performance of heavenly glory for John to see all the things that he saw. He didn't just hear them. He didn't just talk about them. He saw them and told us of seeing them. And he saw the Father, and he saw the Son, and he saw the Holy Ghost, and there's no question about it. And you cannot eliminate the Trinitarian view if you believe the book of Revelation. It's just no way. It is just not possible. Now, I'm going to take you on a walk through this. I know I may have to continue another week, and that'll be okay, because I want questions a go. I want you to ask anything you want to ask, and I promise you I'll answer them. I believe I can. If I can't, I'll come back next week and bring them to you, because the answers in this Bible are breathtaking. Now, the throne of God with him seated on it is seen in this book of Revelation 32 times. I've got every scripture right here written down. I can give them to you in reference for you to go and study and see the throne of God with God the Father seated on it, seated on that throne 32 times. And then you've got the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, and he is seen 27 times. 27, all times, every time he's seen, distinct from the Father, and the Father distinct from the Son. Every time they're seen, they're distinct from each other. And then the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is seen 23 times. Now, two of those times of the Holy Spirit was not speaking of the Holy Spirit. One of the times of the Lamb was not speaking of the Lamb of God, but of a false Lamb. And one of the time that you see the Father on his throne is not the Father's throne, but a different kind of throne. See, so you've got a perfect picture. I'm sorry, of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost in the book of Revelation. And John saw them in these dramatic presentations that the angels of God and the Heavenly Father gave to John, so there'd be no question about what John saw. That nobody could say, oh, I don't believe there's a Trinitarian God, but John saw the Father. And John saw the Son, and John saw the Holy Ghost, and he always saw them distinct from each other. Distinct from each other. Now, they're still one God. We don't believe in three gods. We believe in one God revealed in three persons. And they are absolutely and perfectly united. And I'll take you all through the book of Revelation. I can show it to you. I can prove it to you. It's there as clear as a bell. And I challenge you to get involved with me and let me help you. You may be one of those that's been taken in by this false doctrine of Jesus only. Well, I'd like to help you get rid of that false doctrine and get your Bible theology back to good, solid theology, back to good, solid Bible, because it's just that important. We live in a day of all kinds of theologies. I mean, it is unreal what's out there. Did you know that Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland was actually Jesus only men? Did you know that? Oh, they would say, no, we were not Jesus only. But they would say, truly, there was not three distinct persons. And so it's a mixed up kind of theology, hard to explain. And I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to tell you the real is God the Father gave God the Son to die on the cross for all of us. And the Holy Spirit in His power and majesty walked right there and gave the Son all the power, brought Him right into the world by the virgin birth, resurrected from the dead by His resurrection power. Oh, it's a beautiful picture. And it's all in the book of Revelation. And so you get ready and we'll look and we'll talk and we'll find some things that I think will excite us. Okay, now my gift today is a CD copy of the celebration of my sweetheart wife, Juanita. Oh, how I loved my sweetheart. I put on the Facebook today that she was such a joy to me. I could hold her hand and go into eclipse. I could just get a tender kiss as I'm walking out the door to come to my business and duty as a pastor. And it would just send me into orbit. That's how much I loved her. And I sit and look at a picture and want to hold her in my arms so bad I don't know what to do. But one day's coming and it won't be long. I've been thinking about what's it going to be like on the other side when a husband and wife meet who loved each other as we did. And I'm going to be talking about that. In fact, I am being encouraged to write a book on a love affair that would never end. A love affair that could not go out, that could not fade. And that's the kind of love affair we really did have. It was just pure overwhelming. Now, the book of Revelation. Let me take you first to chapter 1 and read to you two verses that lay out what John saw. Now, notice the Bible said for John, God told John to write what he saw. Let me read it. Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. John bear record of all things that he saw. And here's the first thing he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the prophecy, the word of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace and peace be unto you from him which is, that's from him, that's from God, which is, which was, and which is to come. Now notice, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and, listen now, from Jesus Christ. There's an and in each case. He describes the Father. He says of the Father which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne, not in the throne, not on the throne, but before the throne. Now John saw this. He saw God the Father on his throne, and he saw the seven spirits which were in front of or before the throne. And it says, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne. It wasn't seven different spirits, but the totality of the personality and calling and task of the Holy Spirit. So he was seen as three spirits, one spirit, but seen in the seven distinctions of his spirit. And, notice, and this connection here, from Jesus Christ. And from Jesus Christ, which is, I'm sorry, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead. Now, the Father didn't die, the Son died. See, if you try to make the Father and the Son the same, then you had God dying. No, that's not possible. They are distinct persons. God the Father gave God the Son, and God the Son, the Bible says, which was. I'm sorry, let me go back and get it in the right place. The faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the first begotten of the dead, the only one ever to rise from the dead, never to die again, was Jesus Christ. And here he's called the first begotten of the dead. And from the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now, if Jesus washed us from our sins in his own blood, he's not the Father. The Father didn't wash us from our sins, the Son. And so you have a beginning there of a perfect picture of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Isn't that beautiful? It really is. Now, I can take you all through the book of Revelation and show you the beauty of this great subject. I mean, it really is overwhelming. Let's go to chapter 5 and let's get a picture here of this, which is just breathtaking again. And I saw. Notice what John said. Did you hear what I said? And I saw. Somebody say that with me. And I saw. Did he see it? He said he saw it. Did John, the great revelator, lie to us? You know better. You know better. This is the Holy Ghost talking here. This is God's speech. God's speech. God's language. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written. Written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And you notice I have a tough time reading anymore because these eyes are almost 82 years old. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof?" Now, here's God on his throne. And John saw him. And John said he saw him. And he saw him have a book in his right hand. So God's sitting on the throne, and John sees in the hand of God the Father a book. And then a strong angel begins to make a proclamation. Who is worthy to open this book? We got to have somebody to open this book. It's in the Father's hand. And John said, verse 3, I wept much. I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book and to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, listen to this, and hath prevailed to open the book and to look, to loose the seals thereof. And I looked, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb not on the throne, but standing with the elders, standing with the living creatures, standing with the Holy Spirit. And I looked in the midst of the elders and of the stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 heads and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth throughout the earth. And he came. Now he's standing out here. The Father's on his throne, and Jesus came. The Lamb of God came. See, you understand now, the Trinity cannot be confused in these great pictures. They are just that breathtaking. They really are. And he came. Let me make sure I read it right. Stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God. And he came. Verse 7, this is chapter 5. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Now, John is seeing this vision, a great dramatic drama. And it's being played out for John in this realm of the Spirit in which he is receiving this great revelation. Remember, he's in the cave over on the Isle of Patmos. And he sees it. And he sees Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God. He sees him come and walk toward the Father and reach up to the Father on the throne and take this book out of the Father's hand. Now, if you can confuse that and eliminate the triune God in your mind, you are messed up. You are all messed up. You are all out of whack. And I want to help you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to injure you. I want to help you understand that the concept of the Trinity is at the root of the Bible. You mess up the whole Bible when you mess up that great truth. And so you can't afford to mess it up. You can't afford to treat it like it's not important. I'm telling you, this is breathtaking material. Now, when you think of that, of the Son of God, the Father's got a book in his hand. It's the seven sealed book of the redemption. It's the purchased possession of the earth. It's God's plan and God's prophetic truth by which the earth is going to be redeemed. Everything's going to be brought back as it was in the days of Adam and Eve, when the Garden of Eden was pure and absolutely perfect, and everything was spotlessly without sin. It's all got to get back to that. And this book has the scheme, has the great prophetic message of what's going to happen to bring this earth back to be again the Garden of Eden. And it's written in a book. Nobody has ever touched that book but God the Father. That book has been in the Father's possession, and the angel was trying to say, who is worthy to take this book? Jesus had never took it before, or he wouldn't have needed to come up there and take it again. You understand that? The picture's too clear, too perfect. And he goes up, the Son of God, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world, walks up to the throne and takes the book out of the Father's hand. Hallelujah. What happens? The whole crowd explode in worship. They explode in adoration and praise because something significant has happened that touches this whole globe. Something significant has occurred that cannot be denied or cannot be explained away. Something grand is on the horizon. Hasn't happened yet, but you and I are probably going to see it. Hallelujah. Well, if we're saints of God, I know we're going to see it because we're going to go up in that rapture, whether dead or alive. But I believe we're going to be alive to see it. I know I expected it for my Juanita, but God didn't see it that way. And I completely accept God's plan and what God did. I promise you that. And so the picture is breathtaking. Now, you don't have this throne of God in the book of Revelation one time. You've got this throne of God in the book of Revelation 32 times. You got one time, not the throne of God. It's different. But 32 times. I read them all this morning. I went through every one of those scriptures this morning. Went through every one of the scriptures about Jesus in the book of Revelation. Went through every one of the scriptures about the Holy Spirit in the book of Revelation. Counted them two or three times to make sure I didn't tell you nothing that isn't bona fide and dependable and absolute. Because I want you to understand what I'm telling you will change your life. You'll get this concept in your mind and start making big out of it, making much to do about it, telling it, proclaiming it, preaching it, testifying of it. God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost, a triune God. Remember what he said in Genesis, let us make man. Let us make man. That's what God said in the book of Genesis. Let us make man. So it's a beautiful picture and it's really breathtaking. Let me tell you, the throne, for instance, you want to write it down? Here it is, chapters 1, 4, chapters 3 and 2, chapters 4, 3 and 21, chapters 4 and 2, chapters 4 and 3, chapters 4 and 4, chapters 4 and 5, chapters 4 and 6, chapters 4 and 9, chapters 4 and 10, chapters 5 and 1, 5 and 6, 5 and 7, 5 and 11, 5 and 13, 6 and 16, 7 and 9, 7 and 10, 7 and 11, 7 and 17, 9 and 3, 13 and 5, 14 and 3, 14 and 5, 16 and 17, 19 and 4, 20 and 4, 20 and 11, 21 and 5, 22 and 1, and 22 and 3. Now, why did I do that? Because I want you to know that throne of God is distinctly seen 31 times in that book of Revelation. I just gave you their locations. I will send them to you if you need them. All you got to do is call and say, I want all those locations. I'm going to have them typed up Monday and fixed to where I can mail them to you. And the Lamb of God 27 times. 5 and 6, 5 and 8, 5 and 12, 5 and 13, 6 and 1, 6 and 16, 7 and 9, 7 and 10, 7 and 14, 7 and 17, 12 and 11, 13 and 8, and on under 22:1. And you can get it. By the way, you're not going to write them down, so I won't wear you out with it. But I just want you to know that I'm not talking about something I'm thinking. I'm talking about something I know. Something I have documented. It is real. The book of Revelation is the loudest and longest and purest testimony of the triune Godhead that can be found anywhere on the face of the globe, including the whole Bible and all the Bibles that have ever been translated. It is just absolutely breathtakingly pure and breathtakingly wonderful. I don't know what you find in the NIV. I don't know what you find in those corrupt versions, but I know what you find in this pure version, the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And you say the versions don't make a difference. Well, you take these kind of things and you begin to trace them through the different versions, and you will find out they make a difference. And it won't take you long. I'll get you woke up if you'll do what I'm suggesting. I really will. I will send you now all of these locations. I promise you. I will send you every one of them on all three members of the triune God in the book of Revelation, only now, the book of Revelation. I'll send them to you so you can document in your versions of the Bible which is the pure one and which is not the pure one. Now, that would be a breathtaking exercise on your part. Now, what else do you want me to show you? All through the Bible, that throne of God is seen. You notice what I said 31 times. The throne of God was at the center of the book of Revelation. The throne of God was at the center of the book of Revelation. And then the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world, was at the center of the book of Revelation. And then the Holy Spirit, the mighty Spirit of God, was at the center. And every one of these times were distinct from each other. At none of these times were all three seen in the same image. Not one time were they all three seen in the same image. Every time they were seen distinctly as the throne of God of which the Father sat, and Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and then the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of God. The seven spirits said it different times. I'm here to tell you, it is one outstanding picture. Now, I want to take questions. 704-391-0588. I really want you in the middle of this discussion because I believe it's that important. Now, here's the phone numbers, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. And I will check my email, and I think it's keeping up now. And if so, and I can read it to you, I will be delighted to do so. Now, let me hear your question. Let's really get with it. My lines are open. Lines are open right now. You can grab your phone. Don't wait a minute. Don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste the precious time of this program. Now, let me tell you some things about this program while you're calling. We're on radio. Some of you are listening right now, and you know that. Several different stations. We are on internet. Internet is worldwide. Anywhere on the face of this earth, you can pick up this broadcast and see it. Not just hear it, and see it on these little iPhones. I can get it on my phone, very simple. You can get it on your phone, very simple. All you got to do is go right now to paulcreek.org. Paulcreek.org. Now, I said you can put www. Dot in front of it, but you don't have to. www.paulcreek, paulcreek.org. Now, you see my email down at the bottom, jrc@paulcreek.org. Same thing there, except you leave off the JRC at if you want to get a hold of the internet. And you will, if you'll do that, the program will come up and you'll see it right now live. And if it's already off, then you can get it in the archives. There are hundreds of programs in the archives. There are hundreds of sermons in the archives right on your internet, okay? And people are looking at this worldwide. I looked up the month of September. I was checking the internet counting. This is not Facebook now. This is only internet. Only on the internet. And there was over 490 something in the country of France. France alone had 490 some hits. It may have went over 500 by the end of the day on the last day of September. I don't think I checked it during the last 2 days, and it was at 490 something, if I remember right. Okay? And so we're touching people all over the world. I had a call this week from Alabama. Said people all over Alabama are really loving your radio broadcast. I've just had so many of these, and I'm overwhelmed, and I'm not doing it for the numerical numbers. I'm not doing it for the success of it. I'm doing it for you. Every one of you, you are just as important out there. If you're a sincere person wanting to learn about the Bible, you're just as important as the big wig somewhere in whatever place he might be. I'm telling you, you are important to me, and I want you to learn this Bible, and I want it to get a hold of your life. Now, my lines are not tied up yet, so you grab a phone, don't you? Don't wait on me. This is too important. This is too important. I want top-notch questions that I can help you understand this great story, okay? Grab your phones, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, you know, when you begin to learn things like we have in the book of Revelation, and this great chapter, this great book begins to get a hold of you, and you begin to read it with delight and joy, I'm telling you, it'll change your life. It'll make something out of you you never realized you could be. It really will. It's a transforming book. It's a transforming book. And I want you to be transformed by it. Now, I'm going to stay in Revelation for a few weeks, and I'm going to deal with different visions that John saw, different things that John saw, not that he heard, but that he saw. Because I want you to get the picture of the book of Revelation being this magnificent trauma. I mean, this incredible trauma that is just really overwhelming. It really is. And when you get this trauma and you begin to learn it, it begins to become a part of you. It'll change your life. It'll set you on fire. It'll change everything about you. And that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in you becoming a child of the King to the ultimate degree. I'm interested in you living in such a manner that when that rapture takes place, you can leave here without a worry. You can be ready to go. You can be ready to be raptured and exalted, yes, and made a new creature. Oh, what a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. Now, the lines are open, and I want to hear from you. You on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Are you there? Well, I got the wrong line. That's the reason. My problem. My problem, not yours. You on the air. May I help you?
Yes, Pastor Chambers, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you good.
Okay, here's my question. There are, and I have followed somewhat loosely some of the teachings of oneness doctrine and anti-Trinitarian doctrines that are out there. There are many of them. But they come against those who believe in the Trinity. When we say that we baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that we are to only baptize in the name of Jesus because Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are only titles. They are not names.
Well, they need to go to the book of Matthew, the last chapter, where Jesus said to go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, if Jesus said that, nobody should want to change that. And the reason he said that, you see, Jesus in that day was dealing almost exclusively with Jews in any biblical writings. And the Jews believed in the Father. The Father was of no consequence to them because they believed in the Father. But when you added the Son and the Holy Ghost, it was upsetting to the Jewish community. On the day of Pentecost, the reason they said go and baptize in Jesus' name was not to take away the name of the Father or to take away the name of the Holy Ghost, but to add the name of Jesus. Once they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and now they accepted that Jesus was God, that he actually was the Son of God, that he actually came as God, born of a virgin. When they accepted that, then his name was added to the baptismal method. And that's why it is used in the book of Acts on maybe two occasions. I'm not remember for sure how many. It is used just as go and baptize in Jesus' name. Well, that's what I do. I baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost as Jesus taught me in his name.
Yes, sir. I completely agree with that.
See, so what I'm saying is I'm saying both what Jesus said and what the disciples said. And I'm saying it because I'm trying to show that it was Jesus who taught us to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That was Jesus' words. I mean, anybody that would read the Gospels and hear him say how we were to baptize and then go to the book of Acts and say, now we're going to change it. The Bible never changes like that. The Bible may add something to, but it doesn't take something away. So what they do in Acts, they add the name of Jesus to it, but they don't take away the other two names.
Yes, sir, I agree with that.
Okay, thank you. Good question. Good question. Whatever your question is out there, friend, I really do want to hear it, because you got to understand that to get these things really deep in you and to get them clear in your mind, every time I read this Bible, and I love the Bible, every time I read the Bible, very few times, I guess I should say almost every time, I will see the Trinity. I will see language that the Father is saying something about the Son. Let me give you examples, and there are so many of them, but here's one very powerful one. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You believe in God, believe also in me. Notice how Jesus said that. I mean, that's as clear as it can be, and I'm trying to make sure I get the verse here and have it right in front of me. I want you to let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Now, why would he say that unless he knew they were Jewish and that they had this great concept of one God, one God. In fact, they crucified him because he claimed to be God. That was one of their main reasons they hated him. He claimed to be God. Well, God was on his throne, so he couldn't be the Father. The Father was up there on his throne. But he could be the Son. And so he said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. And so the Bible is so clear with that, giving us a distinction. How about when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan? The Father spoke from heaven. This is my beloved Son. The Holy Ghost descended in the shape as a dove. And fell upon him, and he was filled from that moment with a mighty baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there was three persons involved. Did the Father, was Jesus, you know, being a, what do you call a person who casts their voice off of something else? Ventriloquist? That's, I don't think that's right, but something like that. You know, Jesus was not casting his voice off of heaven. The Father was speaking. And that happened more than one time, as you already know. So there's no way to deny the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I love the scriptures in 1 John. I'll go read this because this is one of the ones that the book of the NIV throws away. You know, the NIV is so crooked and so contrary. It's overwhelming to think about it. The book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. Now listen. For there are three that bear record in heaven. Now, how do you deny that? How in the world would you throw away that scripture? For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and that's a capital W, capital Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. That's what we believe. There are three that bear record in heaven, and these three are one. There is a unity in the Godhead that's inexpressible. It is breathtaking. There are three, but they are as one. They speak as one. God the Father is the mind of the universe. God the Son is the spoken word of the universe. And God the Holy Ghost is the mighty arm of the Father and the Son in the universe. And it really is a breathtaking picture. And oh, I want you to get excited about it. Now, the lines are open. You should be calling. Don't sit out there and have questions and have some idea. Maybe you are Jesus only, but you're scared to tackle me. I want you to tackle me. I want you to tackle Joseph Chambers. And if you can get me all confused, it'll be for your advantage. And you can hoopla about it. Don't think you will, but you can try. Because this Bible is too plain. This Bible is too, it's a rigid book. It don't really leave room for these kind of crazy things. They came out of people like Brandon. I'm trying to say his first name. Branham. He was absolutely so off of the beam. It's unbelievable. Had an angel that did all of the miracles through him. I've studied him. He didn't believe Jesus was divine until he was baptized by John at the River of Jordan. I've heard him and I have him on tape saying that. These things are crazy. And that's what you've got. Now, I've dealt with a lot of people through the years that were Jesus only, and some sweetheart people. I'm not here to put them down. You say, are any of them saved? Of course, I think some of them are saved. They don't know everything about the Bible. The Bible speaks of people in the book of Acts that they knew only the baptism of John, but they were saved. The Bible didn't change that. Paul said to the Christians over at Ephesus, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? He didn't tell them they wasn't Christians. He just told them there was more. There was more. I would say to many of you, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? If you're born again, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you, we live in a day of such confusion and so many false doctrines until there's nobody out there that doesn't need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need this Holy Ghost baptism worse than I know how to say to you and to prove to you. I'm going to preach tomorrow morning about when God speaks. That's going to be my title. When God talks. When God talks. And you need to hear this sermon. Everybody out there needs to hear this sermon. Let me tell you again, you can get a copy of the celebration. My sweet wife, it occurred on September the 10th. 7 o'clock in the evening, lasted about 1 hour and 6 minutes, and I'll give you a free CD. You can order a DVD if you are willing to pay for it, $6 plus postage, about $8 and something. We'd be glad to give you, send you a DVD, but I'll give you a CD, okay? I'm sure the ladies have got that. Now, I want to hear from you. You're important to me, so call quickly. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, this is Linda Morris. I've got a question. I go to Calvary Baptist, and we, our Sunday school book is NIV, but I always, when our Sunday school teacher, whatever word book we're studying, scriptures, I always look at my Bible and see things first.
Well, see, the NIV is one of the most crooked Bibles there is out there. It's not really right to call it a Bible. It is not the Holy Bible. It is nothing more than a commentary. The authors who wrote the NIV, who translated the NIV, called it a transliteration. Look, listen to those words now. These are their words. A transliteration. And what do you mean by transliteration? You take the scripture, you transliterate it, you make it mean what you think it was meant to be. You don't translate it word for word. You translate it thought by thought according to your thinking. So those translators, whatever they thought, just like that verse I just read in 1 John 5 and 7, they didn't think it belonged in the Bible. They were apparently Jesus only. And so they threw it out, and it's not even in the Bible. You also can go to the book of Luke where they call Joseph, the father of Jesus, not Mary the mother and Joseph the keeper, but they called Joseph the father of Jesus. Now, that's NIV. So I would say any church that uses the NIV is a deceived church, and you ought to get out of it.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Will you send me the scriptures that you talked about in Revelation?
The scriptures now that, you mean the ones I quoted at the early beginning?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody who leaves their name and address will get that. So let me put you on hold and make sure you give the ladies your name and address, okay?
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold and you're on line one. What are you on? I'm not sure. But whatever. Get it, ladies. And make sure she gets the gift for today. the gift for today. You not only will get those scriptures and the booklet on this, you'll get a CD copy of my wife's celebration. And it was a celebration. Now, the lines are open. I got 18 minutes, and I don't want to waste a minute. These questions are imperative. These things that we're talking about are absolutely, absolutely necessary. Now, do you understand? Did I get it across to everybody's head out there that John saw the Father on the throne 30-some times? He saw Jesus as the Lamb of God 20-some times, saw the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit of God 20-some times, and each time they were all distinct and never confused one with the other. He didn't just see the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost and say, I see God. He didn't just see the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost and say, I saw God. He saw God each time he saw any one of them. And the Bible is very clear with that. So you cannot take away this kind of understanding of the Holy Bible. If there's any book Brother Chambers has lived in and that God has given me much revelation of, it's the book of Revelation. You ought to have my book, The Masterpiece. It's a hardback book, and you ought to have a copy of it. You ought to have my notebook on the many different visions that John saw. I'm going to seek to get that published. I'm desperate for a publisher that would help me with a lot of books. I really am. See, I'm a King James man. And all the publishers of the last, say, 30 years have ceased and refused to use any King James books in their publications. Almost exclusive. Not quite, but almost. You gotta be something special to get a book printed with the King James Version of the Bible throughout it. Well, I will not change for them. I'll leave it up to God. If God don't want me to publish books, then he'll have to speak to that crowd that won't publish my books because I'm a King James man. Now, I'm really not King James only. I'm Textus Receptus only. I'm Masoretic Hebrew only. I go back to the original manuscripts that are totally dependable and unquestionable. The perfect word and will of God. Now, I want to hear from you now. You're important to me. I don't mean to sneeze at you. I think I've done that only two or three times in all these 40-some years. But I usually can keep that from happening, but I didn't that time. I want to hear from you. 704-391-0588. I'm waiting right now for your calls. The lines are wide open. I would think every line would be tied up. The gift I'm giving you, the celebration of my wife's funeral, man, that is a gift that is, I think, breathtaking. Music, it will affect your life. It'll make you want to get ready to die. It'll make you want to get your life ready so that you don't die suddenly and spend eternity in hell. Friend, you understand? Every one of you out there, you never know you've got another day. You never know you've got another hour. Look at what happened in Las Vegas. That's going to happen more and more all over the world. And I want to tell you something about Las Vegas. That man was a product of the spirit of Antichrist. His action was the spirit of Satan, the spirit of Antichrist. And that's going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger because we're in the age of the Antichrist. The coming of the Lord Jesus is any moment. And the Antichrist is getting ready to reign all over the world. And he's got to be ready. He can't wait until the rapture takes place and then have to get ready. He's already getting ready. Do you hear what I'm saying? And in fact, I think he's basically ready. I think it's just a matter the trumpet needs to sound and the saints of God take their flight. And that could happen any day. It really could. And I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. I'd love to see Juanita before the sun sets today. And if I see her before the sun sets today, the sun will never set on me again. I can assure you what a time that's going to be. Great day. Hey, call me quickly. Those are good questions, but I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now grab your phone. Every line ought to be busy. Every line ought to be busy. And every one of you ought to be asking the question, how many of you out there believe in the Trinity? Is there anybody out there that's Jesus only that would call and tell me why you became Jesus only? Let me tell you about a friend. I'm not going to tell you his last name. First name was David, but he was such a special man. One of my men, he's now with the Lord, Brother Ken Wilkerson, won him to Jesus Christ. He worked up here in one of the car places. And Ken Wilkerson testified to him, and David got saved. Well, David had a friend who had been his friend for years, who was a Jesus only. And David would try to come here. His friend would take him there. And David was always in between the two. Could not yet settle. They got him in their church one day, had him ready to be baptized in Jesus' name, of course. No Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. And when they baptized him, he come up in the baptistry in some kind of jibber-jagger that he thought was tongues, that they told him was tongues. I've heard him one time, and it wasn't tongues at all. It was just horrible sounding. It was absolutely deception. David never got out of that, never got past it. They wouldn't turn him loose. I wouldn't turn him loose because I was his friend. He always called me his pastor, but he would not listen and make the transition from the Jesus only to the Trinitarian view. And it destroyed him. It literally destroyed him. I have seen so many people destroyed over the Jesus only concept. Because it's just that deceiving. It leaves you a wacko. It leaves you with a messed up understanding of spiritual matters. I've never seen anybody yet that could rise above it. They could never get out of it. And they would condemn you to hell if you didn't go and be baptized in Jesus' name. There's a few that didn't do that now. There's some precious people among those people. There's some precious people that are truly saved. I've never seen one that was really emotionally stable, but I have seen some that I believed were saved, but you couldn't move them out of it. In fact, when you get to heaven, you're going to find people from all kinds of concepts that were genuine, that loved the Lord, never got straightened out, never got their life in order, but yet they were truly saved, and I'm grateful for that. I want everybody to be saved. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't have an enemy that I want to be lost. I'm here to tell you. I don't have one enemy that I want to be lost. I want everybody out there to be born again. Now, we're talking about the Trinitarian view, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the book of Revelation. Now, I don't know whether I may have a lot of people who only hear in the latter part. If you are, you can go back now on Facebook and on internet and hear the whole, and you need to do that. If you got it on broadcast late and you only heard part of it, then go to pawcreek.org. Notice that, Paw Creek, PawCreek.org. Don't forget O-R-G, not C-O-M, O-R-G, pawcreek.org, and you can hear the whole sermon, whole program, and you can hear many, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Man, what an archive we have. It's really breathtaking. I've done so many programs on so many subjects. You'll find some entire series on Calvinism and how wrong Calvinism is. That's got to be one of the worst doctrines out there. The Jesus-only doctrine, the Calvinistic doctrine, and the once-saved, always-saved doctrine are three of the worst. They really are. They damn so many people. Now, there are people who believe all three of them who are really saved, who really belong to the Lord. And I'm not putting them down. I'm just telling you the doctrines that you believe will determine whether you are spiritually strong or not, whether you're spiritually mature or not, whether you can be a great blessing to others or not. That's the beauty of good sound doctrines, is they make you strong. They make you a blessing to many other people. Now, I got 11 minutes, and I really do not understand that my phones are not just wide open. This subject is so breathtaking, and it's so good, and it will affect you so beautifully. It really will. And I'm longing for you to hear every word of it. And I'm longing for a whole multitude out there to get it. Everybody on Facebook, I want you to share it. I got nearly 5,000 friends. And if you, my friend, you need to share it. If you can't share it and you don't listen to our things, then you really don't need to be a friend. You're wasting my numbers, okay? I want you to be blessed and your life to be changed. So share right now. Every one of you who's on Facebook, you share it so that others will get it, and then hopefully they'll go hear the whole of it. I really want people to get this message on the book of Revelation and the absolute proof of the triune Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, again, I'm going to go back and show you, tell you, that in the book of Revelation, the throne of God is seen, depicted 32 times, and God is on that throne every time. The Lamb of God is depicted 26 times, and every time it's the crucified one, the Lamb of God who took away our sins. And then the Holy Spirit is seen 23 times. All but twice is the Holy Spirit. And all of these are seen distinct from each other. They are never seen at the same image or as the same image. They're always seen, clearly the Father and clearly the Son. And I read to you how the Son in chapter 5 went up to the Father on the throne and took the book that nobody else was worthy to take. Why did Jesus take it? Because he'd been slain. He'd been crucified. He died for the sins of the world. So he had the redemptive quality to take the book out of the Father's hand. It really is that beautiful of a picture. So we're going to write down all these locations. We're going to check them out again, and we're going to type them all up so we can send them to anybody who wants to go through their book of Revelation and document what Brother Chambers is saying to you. I don't want you ever confused. I don't want to be one to help confuse you. I want to help you find truth and establish yourself in truth and become documented in truth. Now, while you're calling, we got 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 9, something like that. While you're calling, I want to tell you about church tomorrow. I really want to invite you. This city is in desperate need of people going to solid, fundamental churches that preach the whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is a full gospel church. We believe in the whole of the Word of God. We really do, and we love it. We love this Bible, and we love to have you. Love will meet you at the door. I promise you, love will meet you at the door. 5110 Tuckasegee, right here in Charlotte. 5110 Tuckasegee. We're right off of Freedom Drive, right off of Billy Graham, right off of Freedom Drive over here. Look it up. You'll find us easy. Call if you don't find us. We'll help walk you in. Direct you in. 704-578-5788 is my cell. 704-578-5788. The church number, and we always cut it on Sunday morning, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588 will help direct you, and you'll hear the Word of God. I'm going to preach a sermon on when God talks. When God talks, I want to show you in the Bible the imperativeness of being involved in the God talk, being involved in the language of the Holy Spirit, being involved in maturity until you can know the voice of God. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow." If you don't know his voice, then you don't know you're following the right one. If you don't know his voice, you don't know you're following the right one. And I want to help you make sure you're following the right one. I want to get you established in the doctrines of the Bible. I want you to understand that Jesus is coming any moment now. And if you're not ready to go, you aren't going. And if you think you're going to live in sin and go in the rapture, the Bible makes it plain that is not true. If you think so, because you were saved 20 years ago and you're still ready to go, the Bible proves that's not true. You've got to live right now. You've got to be living right today. You've got to be born again. You've got to be walking in the light of the gospel. He said, except you take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. He said that. I didn't say it. He said it. Except you take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. So I want you to learn the joy of living a godly life, a walk with Christ that's genuine and sharp and beautiful. Now grab your phone. I'd love to have two more calls just to kind of finish this with you hearing something from somebody who has a question that maybe would be a question you would have. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'll give you a booklet on this subject. I'll give you all these scriptures of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the book of Revelation. And I'll give you a CD copy of the celebration for my sweetheart, Juanita. My sweetheart, Juanita. You've probably seen on Facebook, if you're a Facebook person, that Brother Chambers keeps on talking a little bit about her, not all the time, but just a little bit, because she's on my mind, on my heart, and I'm going through my grieving process, and whether I ever get to the end of it or not, I don't know, because I loved her with all my heart. I really did. Our life was not built on just sex. Our life was built on love. We cared about each other. We really cared about each other. And that was the beauty of it. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Saint.
Yes.
And you're talking about living right. And if you are a Christian and you are not living right, you are a miserable person.
Well, they are. You can find many of them in churches, but they have no peace of mind. They're not well disciplined people, and they're desperate to make up their mind and go full for Christ. See, if He's not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. He can't be your Lord in a part way. He can't be your Lord one day a week. He can't be your Lord when you're with Christian people. He's your Lord when you're with the devil and the worldly crowd. I mean, you've got to live right.
Yes, sir. And you know, when you were speaking on the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you know, when the Bible says that us make man in our own image, then if He's a three-part person, we are a three-part person.
You're right. We're body and we're soul and we're spirit. So when He said, I will make them in my image, we are made in the image of God. And that's a beautiful truth.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
And you're confirming a lot of stuff that I've been sensing and believing, and people, you know, are not sensing.
Why doesn't the whole world want to get these truths big time in their heart and mind? I do not know. But they certainly are worthy of our utmost attention. Hey, I thank you, brother. I'm glad you called, and you keep on listening, and you keep on being my partner, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And God bless you. You know, we need partners all over this countryside. We really do. And I would love to have you as a partner. I promise you, I would make you nothing but a full friend in joy, and it would just be a delight to have you as a partner. Now, if we have time for maybe one more call, if you have a question, especially about the Trinity. I love to study about the Trinity. God is a great sovereign God. And when you understand all the truths about Him, it just takes your breath away. It really does. It is a beautiful and a breathtaking thing. Hey, give us a call. We're going to end with some more of that beautiful song that I played for you, trying to make sure I got it here. And I wanted to bless you. It really is a beautiful song sung by Joe Gans, our associate pastor in training. Wonderful young man, sweetheart wife. She's answering the phone today. Two sweetheart children, and we love them dearly. And we love all of you. Everybody listening, wherever, whatever country. If you're listening in France, you're listening in Germany, it don't matter with me. We love you. We care about you. We're here to be a blessing to you. We're not trying to force nothing on you. We're trying to teach you the truth of God, and we want to teach you the truths of God until they fill your heart. They are wonderful. They are wonderful. And God the Father and God the Son, God gave His Father. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Hey, that's all you need to know the Trinity. God so loved the world, He gave His Son. He would have given Himself, but giving His Son was equal to giving of Himself, because His Son was only begotten. He was of the Father. He was by the Father. He was the Father's Son. And the union of God the Father and God the Son is eternal and beautiful, both forever and ever. Oh, I love to study all about God. I love to praise Him and love Him. The Bible says, come before the presence of the Lord with singing. Know you that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us. We are His. We're the sheep of His pasture. We belong to Him. That's just how simple it is. And being His and loving Him and obeying Him and serving Him is a beautiful thing. Now, if you want to write us, Paul Creek Ministries, Paul Creek Church, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, Charlotte, 28208. 28208. I need a lot of friends. I need a lot of people who want to be my partners. We have always had a very limited number of partners. I've always thought, why? Why don't we have more people that care enough about us to, I mean, they help other preachers, but I guess I'm so straight-laced and stay with the same truth. Maybe my audience is limited. I don't know, but I know we're here because we love you. We're here because we care about you, and you are extremely important to us. Now, God bless you. Let us help you any way we can. Call me. Our church office is always open, 704-391-0588. I'll put up the directions here so that you will not miss it. I want you to know how to get a hold of us, how to send an email, how to call, international calls also. We love you. You're important to us, and we are here to be a blessing to you. I promise you, we're here to be a blessing to you. Now, here's a little more of that song. I love you. Jesus is coming soon. Did you know that? Jesus is coming soon. Oh, what a day. What a day.
To which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, and time won't matter any.
I love you, friends. I love you. I want to hear from you all over the world. I want to hear from you. You're important to me.
For you.